The story of our great democratic statesman, Winston Churchill. The story of a man whose life has been full of adventure and drama. The year is 1895. Winston Churchill, now a subaltern in the Fourth Hussars, finds life in the barracks rather dull. Adventure is the cry, the adventure always in his blood. He talks the matter over with a fellow subaltern, Reginald Barnes.
I say, Barnes.
Yes, Churchill?
We've been playing at war long enough. How'd you like a taste of the real thing?
I wish you meant it, old man. I'm afraid I can see nothing but long years of peace ahead.
Oh, for England, yes, I agree with you. But there is a war going on at the moment, you know.
Really? Where?
Cuba.
Oh, that native revolt. Oh, it'll never come to anything, I'm afraid.
No? Well, listen to what the Times says. The long-drawn guerrilla between the Spaniards and the Cuban rebels is now entering upon its most serious phase. Marshal Martinex Campos, Captain General of Spain, has been sent to the recalcitrant island.
Ah, recalcitrant, old boy.
Well, it's not spelled that way. And 80,000 Spanish reinforcements are being rapidly shipped across the ocean in a supreme attempt to quell the revolt.
80,000 men? Whew, that certainly does sound like war.
Especially when one considers that we had less than 50,000 at Waterloo. Barnes, I'm going to Cuba.
But how?
Never mind. How are you coming with me?
Just try and stop me.
Oh, good man. Come along, then.
Come along where? We're not leaving for Cuba yet, are we?
Of course not, Joas. But it might be as well to get the permission of Colonel Brabazon. Once we've done that, the rest should be easy.
Well, gentlemen, may I ask why you've interrupted me at this crucial moment?
Sorry, sir, but the fact is that Barnes and I want to go to Cuba.
Am I dreaming? Or did you really say Cuba, Mr. Churchill?
Yes, sir. There's a war on there, you know.
Between the Spaniards and the Cubans, sir.
Yes. I've read about it. But why should it concern you?
Well, sir, I thought... That is, Barnes thought...
We both thought...
That it'd be a good chance to get some professional experience at a seat of war, sir.
That's true. It would. But even if I gave you permission, probably the Spanish military authorities would refuse.
Well, I've thought of that, sir, and I've written to Sir Henry Wolfe, our ambassador at Madrid, who was a great friend of my father, sir, and he'll be able to fix things for us.
You young scoundrel, Churchill. You actually wrote to the ambassador before you came...